Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning when compassion goes wrong. And let's start with the concept of compassion. Dr. Galthorpe, it's always, I would think, seen as positive from our past conversations that compassionate people, that's a good thing. But you're here to tell us that sometimes it's not always a good thing. Tell us why.
Well, compassion at its core, it is a good thing. It's this ability to understand the suffering of others and to feel motivated to alleviate that suffering, whatever that looks like. So you have to recognize it, empathize with it, and then, here's the key, take meaningful steps to change it. So whether that's through support, kindness, some kind of assistance to help out. But as the title this morning suggested, it can go wrong when compassion leads to unintended harm or it enables unhealthy behaviors. So just a simple one, imagine that you're planning a trip with close friends. Someone who has been not so great within the group over time has asked to join in, and you know they're not going to fit well due to past experiences, but you're feeling guilty about saying no because they have a fragile ego. It's going to hurt them. So you say yes, and then you and everyone else who had planned the trip suffer because of it. So that's just an example of when compassion on a very light level can go wrong.
I see, Julie. So how does compassion, how is it different from, let's say, sympathy or even empathy?
Well, empathy is that ability to understand. So that's very, very important. Empathy is essential. It allows you to share the feelings of another person. Sympathy is that feeling of pity or sorrow to someone else's misfortune. Compassion takes it a step further. So it goes beyond empathy to instill like a sincere motivation to take action and alleviate suffering. So people make a lot of ethical decisions around compassion because it is about action, how you change that behavior.
Oh my. So, but I'm just wondering then, Julie, compassion is such a good thing and it sounds so good. So where does it all go wrong in the end?
Well, as I mentioned, that emotion of guilt can get in the way. There's different reasons it can get wrong, but go wrong. But guilt, that's that emotional experience. You know, you've got those feelings of remorse, regret, responsibility for something perceived as wrong or harmful. And it frequently accompanies a decision made out of compassion. So that example I gave, you invite this acquaintance, you probably invited them because you felt guilty while they were feeling left out. And this caused you to minimize the other effects of going ahead and inviting them. So despite knowing that it wasn't good for you or for the other people, compassion in that case took over and you made the invite anyway.
All right.
So if we break that compassion down, there is a difference, though, between wise compassion, okay, and blind. This is really kind of an interesting term, idiot compassion. So when compassion involves skillful action that considers that entire situation and aims to alleviate suffering effectively, that's good. That's good, right? That's the compassion that we're all talking about that we want to have when it's wise. In contrast, idiot compassion or blind compassion, they're the same thing. They fail to take into account the full context. And that often results in actions that can unintentionally, or just you've dismissed or minimized the consequences, make that situation worse, despite it being compassionate. So many caring people are compassionate with good intention. Most of us sitting here are, right, or listening. If you're listening and you're a compassionate person, it comes with good intention. Wise compassion, it involves us making judgments and awareness of that broader impact. This is something that we're all struggling with today. If we hit that hot topic here in Belleville, many are trying to be compassionate about the population of people experiencing homelessness. So, Sean, we were talking about this in terms of, you know, there's been a change in circumstances, right? So you're hearing a lot from the public about that. And yet it's always folded in with people are compassionate about the situation. They don't know what to do about it. So we are compassionate. We're all trying to do the right thing. The compassion, though, and this is where some of the other provinces are struggling. And I was just sent an article about Alberta today. They're having something called the Compassion Intervention Act. So whether it means that people are concerned that this compassion is getting in the way of accountability, in some cases, it's getting in the way of lack of medical care because we are compassionate and those are unintended consequences where people remain very, very ill. Mm-hmm. They suffer violence. Areas in the community have been literally destroyed with garbage and all because compassion is the guide. I mean, I don't think it's compassionate to leave people in certain states. At the same time, we struggle with, well, what is the compassionate response? So this is where this blinder or idiot compassion is debatable, right? Because what I might think is idiotic compassion, you might think that's wise compassion. Or Miriam might weigh in a different way and say, well, I think that that's misinformed compassion. Mm-hmm. So this creates a lot of debate on how do we use compassion effectively and minimize unintended negative consequences.